Regardless of where you are in your homesteading journey, whether you are just starting out or you've been at it for a while, there is no way that any of us can know absolutely everything when it comes under the homesteading umbrella. And this is where it is key that you are learning from people who have life experience and have been doing this homesteading when it comes to livestock in the kitchen, but they have been doing it for a long time so that you can bypass the mistakes that they have made along the way. And getting it delivered in your mailbox, in your hands every single month from some of the most trusted voices in homesteading is exactly what you need. And Homestead Living now has Homesteading Monthly, which is an in-print monthly magazine featuring articles from Joel Salatin, myself, Carolyn Thomas, as well as homesteaders who you may not have heard from them, but they have been perfecting their craft and are very much an expert in their area. You can get this for less than $2 an issue. Yes, that is an in-print jam-packed with articles every single month. Go to homesteadliving.com and grab your subscription right now. This is episode number 241 of the Pioneering Today podcast. If you saw the title of this episode, which said, "Is this the last podcast episode?" you may be wondering what in the world is going on. Don't worry, the podcast is not going anywhere. The Pioneering Today podcast is here, and I have no plans on stopping it anytime soon. But the frequency and the amount of episodes that I am doing a week is going to change. I want to share with you a little bit of behind the scenes and how I came to make this decision and how you can actually take some of these tips and this decision-making process and really apply it to anything in life, but especially the things that you are doing on your homestead. So let me officially welcome you to the podcast. My name is Melissa K. Norris. I'm a fifth generation homesteader, founder of the Pioneering Today Academy, as well as a best-selling author of three books, including my newest book, The Family Garden Plan. I started writing on my website and creating the blog that you guys know now. Oh my goodness, back in, I think it was 2010, I have been doing this online sharing and teaching homesteading skills online for over a decade. Of course, in practice, I've been doing it for 20 years now on my own and then at home when I was growing up with my family. The podcast has actually been around since about 2014. It started out as a radio show. We had a local radio station, and several of the hosts came and interviewed me for their shows. And finally, the producer said, "Would you just do your own show for us?" And that was the birth and the beginning of the Pioneering Today podcast. The little local radio station is no longer there. And it got to be because at that time, I was still working my day job, doing the full homestead, doing the website, writing the books, and I couldn't get in and record. It was just too hard. And so I purchased the equipment to start the podcast here at home. So that's actually how it was born. But the podcast has been going for quite a while. We're one of the more older, that sounds so funny to say, but in internet time, homesteading podcasts. So it's always been my goal to help as many people as possible live a homegrown and handmade, homemade life, because I have seen the difference that it's made in my own life, in my own health, and not just my own journey. And if you want more in depth on my journey, which was how I quit my stomach acid medications and healed myself naturally, then you can go back to episode number 126. It's actually part of a series. That's the first episode. The second one is episode number 127. and that was finding your trigger food. So I get a lot of people that ask about how I healed, and it's one of the major reasons that I am so passionate about homesteading and how we really amplified and began doing even more a decade ago. And that was because of a direct result of that and seeing the difference in my own health. But since then, and starting the Pioneering Today Academy and some of my different online e-courses where I really get to go in depth and help people and teach them, I have had numerous members of the Academy who have witnessed the same thing. And in fact, that's a reason that a lot of them join and a lot of people come into the Academy too, is because they know that these steps are going to help them. They've got issues that they're struggling with, and they want to revamp their food so that they are eating and growing homegrown and homemade food. And so they come into the Academy to get those steps. And it's been really awesome and amazing to watch people make that transformation when they come in to the Academy and see what happens and the benefits. So the reason that I share all of that with you is because that's the sole reason that I do what I do, that I have the YouTube channel, that I have the podcast, the Academy, the courses, and all of this. It really is to help people, give them that the skill sets and the wisdom to do all of this and to live this lifestyle, because I have seen the amazing transformations that it's made for myself and for my members and students in my different courses. So that being said, I've been doing 2 podcast episodes a week since last summer and fall. So the Wednesday episode and then the Friday episode. And while that has been great and it helps me get more information out, I don't feel that I can, one, keep up that pace anymore and still be able to live the actual lifestyle that I'm teaching and to put everything into practice without feeling a little bit overwhelmed. And secondly, I know that even though the podcast and with my website and the YouTube videos, I've had people that have just followed those things and have had amazing results and gotten a lot of help and done a lot of things on their homesteading journey. But the biggest impact that I have and the biggest transformations that I see is when people join the Academy and I get to work with them in a more hands-on manner. Well, I am walking them through everything step by step, and we're on doing multiple monthly lives together where they have that interaction and they can ask me a question in almost real time and I can get back to them and I can really take them on that transformation every step of the way. That's where I see the biggest change and the biggest impact. So I'm in no way going to stop doing all of the blog and the podcast and the recipes and the YouTube videos every week. None of that is going away, but I only have so much time and I only have so much resources. And even though the podcast, I am a podcast junkie, you guys, I listen to so many different podcasts, but for the person who's doing the podcast, it's not free. I know it's free for us to listen, but it's not free for those of us who are producing and doing the podcast actually for us to produce. So I have to pay a hosting fee for the files to actually be hosted before they go out to whatever app you're probably listening to this on. It might be Apple Podcast, maybe it's Stitcher, Podbean. I mean, there's all kinds of those. So I actually have to pay a hosting fee that hosts the files, and then it's delivered to all of the apps and the places, and including my own website, that we get to listen to it at. So there's that actual, there's a cost that you have just in order to have a place for it to host and to hold that audio file for people to be able to listen. So there's one cost there that's incurred. There's also the cost of an audio editor to help clean things up and make sure that it's as good as possible for your listening ears. And then I have turned all of the podcast episodes have a written blog post that accompany them for those who, whatever reason, don't read, or they listen to the podcast, but they really want to get the step-by-step part, or they want to go in and they want to read it and they want to share it with other people via a blog post instead of necessarily a podcast episode. So I also have that part of either I have to pay somebody to take the audio and transcribe that and format that into a written blog post, or I have to do it myself, which is the time issue, right? And then creating the graphics that go with it, because let's face it, when we go to a blog post, there's something about those pictures that help everything just make sense and formatted wise. And all of that takes time. And maybe I take the majority of pictures that are on my website. Almost all of them are actually photos from my own homestead. Occasionally, I will purchase a picture from an online site if I don't have one. But for the most part, especially like all of the recipes and that, are photos I'm taking myself. But that all takes time. And too often we discount the cost of our time. Like we think tangible, actual money out the door. But when we're spending hours, so for every podcast episode, I know this sounds crazy. And until I really got into this world of podcasting and do this, I would have never guessed it. But for a 20 to 30 minute podcast, you guys, that can take anywhere from 3 to 4 hours of work, including the recording time, but with all the editing and then the uploading and the hitting publish and all the different spots and then the blog post that goes with it, that can be around 4 to 5 hours sometimes involved on getting it actually everything done, posted, published, and out to you. And so when I've compounded that by being 2 episodes a week, I realized that I still want to do the podcast. I love the podcast. It's not going anywhere, but I really need to bring it back to 1 episode a week. So I'm going to still have the podcast, but we're not going to be doing Wednesday episodes on a regular basis. So we'll still have every Friday, a brand new episode will be coming out for you. And I will occasionally do bonus Wednesday episodes. I don't know that those will have a blog post that accompanies them. So you definitely want to make sure that you're subscribed to this podcast, because when I do those bonus episodes, if you're subscribed, it'll automatically come through. If you're just counting on seeing it from the website, like I said, I might not, for those bonus episodes, in order to get them out, I might not do a blog post that accompanies them, just because that does take a few extra hours in order for me to get it out. So if you want to make sure that you never ever miss podcast episode, including bonus ones, whatever app you're listening to this, make sure that you hit subscribe. And the other thing is, when I was looking at everything that I was doing and that everything I need to be doing, we are actually open right now for new members for the Pioneering Today Academy. So if you're listening to this episode when it goes live, if you go to melissaknorris.com/waitlist, you will be able to go straight to the sign up page to join the membership for the Pioneering Today Academy. If you're listening to this at a later date, which is why I'm just still giving you the URL for waitlist, when we close the doors, because we're only open for a week for new members, then it'll go back to the waitlist and you can pop your name and email on there. And then when we open up again, you'll get information that we're opening. But I have got a lot of new series and new things that we're teaching inside the academy. And so I didn't have enough time. I'm like, I don't know how I can possibly film and do all of these lessons and things that I want to deliver that I know are going to make an impact to the members inside of my academy unless I can find time somewhere else. And so that's where I made the hard decision to discontinue this Wednesday episode. But I really wanted to come on here and to let you know what was going on and not just be like, hey, what happened? We're down to 1 episode a week. Like, I wanted you to know why. So if you enjoy this podcast and you are a fan and you're a listener, I would highly recommend that you check out the Academy, because if you love the podcast and feel like you have gotten value from it, which I hope you have, the Academy is like, oh my goodness, so much more. It's kind of like you're at the, you know, top of the sundae and you're dipping into the cherry and the sprinkles on top of the whipped cream. Can you tell that I'm a little bit hungry right now and maybe craving some sugar? But if you get into the Academy, like you are, then you're going all the way through the whipped cream and the sprinkles and the cherries, and you are getting into the ice cream and the banana for a banana split. Like, let's just go big, okay? Let's go for a banana split. So I realize that you are probably not trying to make the decision if you should continue having a podcast or not, but all of us only have so much time. Can I get an amen? We all have the same 24 hours in a day. But we can't add any more hours to a day. I really wish that we could, but that's not a possibility. So if you're at a spot where you're like, man, I know if I was doing X, that it would make the biggest impact on my family's life and my own. And that's how I feel with the Academy and really giving my members more of my attention and more of my time and even more resources, like we're going to be starting in March with our herbal monthly deep dive. Many of the members said, I love all of the herbal lessons that we have, but I want to learn even more and increase my knowledge on using herbs and natural medicine. And so it's a new feature that's coming into the Academy. But I looked at everything that I already had going on my plate along with all the other lessons that I normally do. And I'm like, I don't know how I can bring in one more thing every month and deliver it. My workload is already kind of at max capacity. So maybe you feel like that. Maybe you're like, man, I would really love to get into soap making this year, or I would really love to start doing 100% sourdough, but I just don't think that there's any more time in my day for me to bring in learning and doing one more skill set. So you have to look at what you've already got going on, and do you have skin issues? Do you have things where you feel like you have got too much toxins coming in? You're suffering from different things. It could be skin conditions. It could be health things, where homemade soap and knowing everything that was going into it and how nourishing it would be for your skin, would that make a big difference for your health and for your family? Or maybe it's somebody in your family, for example. And if that answer is yes, then you have to look at some of the other stuff you're doing and decide, maybe I need to cut out some of this other stuff. It's not making quite as big as impact for what I need right now. And even though I've been doing it for quite a while and it is a good thing, it's something that I need to cut out so I can make room for this thing that's really super important. Now, on the flip side, you might be thinking, well, I don't really have any skin conditions and our health is pretty good. Like, we've really eliminated a lot of the toxins that are in our house and in our beauty products. So for you, it might be something else. You might decide, I need to can more. And in order to do that, I need to increase the garden so that I have more produce that I can can and put up on our own this year. Or I just need to have the more time in order to be able to can come this summer. So what are some activities that I'm doing now that I need to eliminate during that busy harvest time and preserving time so that I've got the time to do the things that are super important? And maybe it's, you know, you've been volunteering or doing something outside the home. And even though it's a great thing, you realize I really need to step back from this and not do it right now. And so obviously it's going to look different for all of us because we're all doing different things and have different activities. And we all have different priorities to a degree, though within homesteading, going natural and home growing and from scratch and all of those things are pretty high in our list. But even within there, we have some different priority structures. So every now and then, especially when I begin to feel a little bit overwhelmed, like I don't have enough time or I'm constantly struggling to get things done because of time crunches, that's when I go through and I evaluate and decide, just because this is what we're doing, maybe I don't need to do it. Now, for the past year, actually 2 years, my husband and I have not raised pork. We didn't raise pigs. We felt that honestly, with everything we had on our plate, that adding them back in for the spring, because it's spring, summer, and then we butcher in fall, with the other livestock that we had and the other things that we had going on, one, I still had some pork in the freezer. So we weren't hurting for meat. We knew that we had enough meat with everything else that we had and all the other food that we raised, that we didn't need that pork. It wasn't essential to our food needs and stocking the freezer for that year. So that knocked it down as far as on the list of priorities. And we really knew that we needed more time to focus on other aspects. But this year, I just used my last package of sausage. And you guys, one, I love sausage. And so it's killing me to know that either I go without sausage until October when we would butcher again, or I buy it from the store. And buying meat from the store that we have been raising ourselves, it's not just the cost, though there is that. It's more expensive for me to buy pasture-raised organic pork in the store than what we can raise it for ourselves. But just knowing that that's something that I'm going back to buying that we did produce ourselves, it just makes me cringe. I can hardly do it. So I'll be going without sausage for the majority of the next 6 months because I'm out, which means we decided we're bringing back and we are going to be raising pork again this year and bringing it back in. So like I said, sometimes there's seasons where you take things away. And I think it's important that we look and that we do that evaluation, because it gets so easy to just do the things that we've always been doing, even when we have changed and needs have changed, or it just becomes too much. Sometimes there are seasons where you just can't handle as much as you could handle other things. So I think it's really important to do this evaluation. So I hope that you found some of those helpful for whatever life situations that you may be in. And I can't wait to be back here with you every Friday as normal. And occasionally I'll still throw out some bonus episodes for sure. but I just wanted to let you know what was going on and why you would not be seeing episodes every Wednesday anymore from me. Thank you so much for being a listener of this podcast and so supportive. I just love reading all of your guys' comments and your reviews. And I hope that I get to see some of you as new faces inside the Academy. Okay, we'll be talking in just a few more days on the brand new episode coming out Friday. And you guys, it is a good one. Oh my goodness. I learned so much in this episode. So if you have fruit trees, an orchard, or are planning on putting in fruit trees and an orchard, and I don't care if you've been doing it for a number of years like I have, you are going to learn some awesome and amazing tips on this upcoming episode.